الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. لذلك آيات في سورة آل عمران. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that indeed the first house which Allah azza wa jal has laid for the people is that which is in Bakka. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakka. Indeed the first house which is established for the benefit of the people is that which is in Bakka. Mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. This house is full of barakah, and this house is also hidayah for the worlds. We know as a human being, Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us from soil. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created a human being from tin, min salsalin min hamayin masnoon. Soil, which is dry, clay. If you touch or hit the clay, which is dry, clay makes noise. There is a salsal, hamayim masnoon. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created a human being from soil. So basically Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created a human being from the earth. But this earth where we live, what is the center of the earth? What is the origin of the earth? How did it all start? The ulama have mentioned that Kaaba is the center of the earth. Kaaba is the first place that was established. Kaaba is the origin of the earth. You see, when we pray Salah, we face the Qibla. Muslims all over the world face the Qibla. We face the Qibla because we have natural attachment. Because we are from the earth and Kaaba is the origin of the earth. Kaaba is the source of the earth. Naturally, if you have a child will have attachment with his father. You don't need to force the child to have attachment, to have love and relationship with the father. Unless if he doesn't know the father. Sometimes it happens. Like people don't know who their father is. Well, if he doesn't know them, he will have attachment for the father, but not for the father whom he know. He doesn't know who the father is. If you introduce him, yes, he will like him, he will have attachment. That's why sometimes it happens. Like during the war situation, during difficult times, like people go missing, father goes missing, child goes missing, father is somewhere, son is somewhere. So son does not know the father. So even if he would see the father after a long time, if he doesn't know that he is his father, he will not have attachment to him. But the moment you introduce him, the moment he will hug him, right? So because we are human being and we are created from the soil, and the center of the soil, the center of the earth is the Kaaba, is Makkah. That's why we have natural attachment to the Kaaba. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal made Kaaba is the Qibla. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. You face towards the sacred masjid, and wherever you are, you face. Subhanallah. Not only when you are in Mecca, not only when you are in Arabia, wherever you might be, you face. That's why Muslims all over the world face the Qibla, face the Kaaba. And that's how you feel comfortable and you feel satisfied. Kaaba is not that building which we see, that cubical building that we see. Although that is also Kaaba. But Kaaba rather is that place. Kaaba is that place, is that space. From there all the way up to Baitul Ma'mur. And from there all the way up to Taht al-Thara. Because if Kaaba was that building, how would you pray when you're in the space? You have to face downwards. In order to be able to pray, you have to stand upside down because the Kaaba is down. But we don't. We face, right? We face the direction in front of us. Because that space from the earth all the way up to Baitul Ma'mur is that Kaaba. When we are on the ground, yes, that is Kaaba. But Kaaba is more than that. The same also applies. Say somebody is traveling in the sea on a boat, on a ship. And that is, in terms of the level of the earth, it is beneath the Kaaba. So you don't have to face upwards because my ship, my boat is beneath the level of the Kaaba. No, we just face the way we are. Because that space, whether it is upwards or whether it is downwards, it is the Kaaba. That's why the way the people make tawaf of the Kaaba, angels they make the tawaf of Baitul Ma'mur. There is Qibla in every sky. On the first one, on the second one, third one, sixth one, seventh one. And then you have Baitul Ma'mur. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He made Kaaba the first house, which was established for the people. Inna awwala baytin وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لِلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is full of barakah and also hidayat. Human being needs both. We have physical needs and we also have spiritual needs. We need to have food, we need to have drink, we need to have shelter, we need to have clothing. You know, we have so many needs. Kaaba is in a place which is desert. So if you look at it, there should be nothing of barakah as such. You cannot expect anything from there. But because Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it a Mubarak place, all human needs are fulfilled. All human needs are fulfilled. When you have time for Hajj, not only now, like because we have transport and we are because we have, you know, airplanes, we have ships, we have boats, we have trucks. No, not only from now. Even in the past, when people used to go for Hajj, all their needs were fulfilled. Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, they go for Hajj from the past, and their needs were fulfilled. Everybody has something to eat. Everybody has something to drink. Everybody has clothes to wear. Everybody has somewhere to stay. Even in the past. Why? Because it is a Mubarak place. That's why Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made dua. Ya Allah, make the hearts of the people inclined towards this place. وَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Ya Allah, give them fruits. Fruits are luxury. You have the basic necessity fulfilled, and then you want to have desert. So if you are going to offer desert in a party, that means you are going to offer food as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal has made arrangement for all the physical needs in Makkah. Why? Because it is the center of the earth. In fact, some ulama have mentioned that when the earth was made, the mountains of Makkah, they were made first. That's why even up to now, when you go and you see the mountains in and around Makkah, you will be amazed. Recently, alhamdulillah, a few years back, Allah gave me tawfiq, so I visited. Then we went to Badr. You see the mountains in the Badr. You have the fear. You have the awe and majesty feeling up to now. Although now you have roads and everything, but still the mountains are tall and high. And for miles and miles, miles and miles, inna awwala baytin وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لِلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal has placed all the barakah in Makkah. Allah Azza wa Jal also has placed hidayah in Makkah. So you have your physical needs and also spiritual needs, hidayah. Because hidayah is the need of human being. Without hidayah, there is no difference between human being and animals. what makes different is the hidayat. And in order to establish hidayah in Mecca, Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent Anbiya alayhi salam. Some ulama have mentioned that almost every Nabi visited Mecca, wherever they might have lived, wherever they might have been sent, but almost every Nabi visited Mecca, every Nabi visited Kaaba. And Sayyidul Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was actually born in Mecca because he is the Imamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is the Sayyidul Du'at, master of all the Du'at. He is the Hidayah and Rahmah for the whole world. Because Allah wanted Mecca to be the place of Hidayah, he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca. مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم. In Mecca, you have clear signs of the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. People who go to Mecca, they see the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Clear signs. Very ajeeb. Very ajeeb. You see, you gather some people, gather 500 people, gather 1,000 people somewhere, and keep them for a little while. Naturally, after some time, people are going to argue, right? People are going to fight, dispute. No, this is mine. No, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to stay there. I like this. I don't like this. People will argue and fight. Few hundred people, few thousand people. Whenever there's a, I saw this in England, perhaps it is same here as well. Whenever there is a soccer football match, there is a lot of police around the football stadium. I saw police sometimes on horses. I asked, this is the time of joy, people, right? You have match, World Cup, people should be happy. People should be like celebrating, whatever. So why you have police? No, because people have gathered, they're going to fight. People have gathered, they're going to have dispute. I like this team, I don't like this team. I support this team, I support that team. People throw chairs on each other in the stadium. People get injured. Some people are sometimes, they have to be actually removed from the stadium. In Mecca, when you have Hajj, hundreds of thousands of people gather. More than 1 million people gather in one place. In Mina, in Arafat. Right? Sometimes, like one or two individuals, they might have fight here, there. That is rare. That doesn't count. But when you have more than 1 million people in one place, they should not have peace of mind. Right? But you go and stay in Mina, you see somebody is making dua, somebody is praying, somebody is, right? Somebody is crying, somebody is just sitting in Arafat. This is a clear sign that this place is the center. So when you go back to your center, you relax. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas illadhi bi-Bakkah mubarakan. The first house that was established for the people is that which is in Mecca. Mecca or Bakka. Another name of Mecca is Bakka. Although some ulama have said that Bakka is actually that place where the Kaaba is. Even if you call that place Bakka, it's still the surrounding is also Bakka. Right? So there are clear signs. Although you have lots of crowd, but still you have peace. And you have peace which you don't find anywhere else. Human being has another spoiler, thing that disturbs human being, which is the shahwa, which is the desire. When you are making hajj, when you are making a tawaf, you have thousands of men and women making tawaf together. Thousands of men and women making tawaf together. No matter how much you keep distance, but still some men are going to go to the, close to the women and some women are going to go close to the women. They should do that, they should not do that, that's something else. But because of the crowd,
And because of the nature of what is happening, naturally, sometimes a woman is in front of you, a woman is behind you, a woman is on your right side and your left side. But the vast majority of the people, they have nothing to do with that. Their shahwat is naturally suppressed. They are busy with something else. They are busy with Allah Azza wa Jal. They are busy in making dua, making istighfar. They are busy in crying. They are busy in seeking Allah's mercy and forgiveness. How come? How that for that period of time, the shahwat is suppressed? There is no other explanation except that that is arrangement from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is fi ayatun bayyinatun maqamu Ibrahim. There are clear signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you have the maqam of Ibrahim. Man dakhalahu kana amina. And whoever enters that place is going to be peaceful. Because that place is special to Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is a special tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is distributed from there. Tajalli of Allah Azza wa Jal is distributed from that place. Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants all the Muslims to go there. The more you go, the better. But at least once in your lifetime. At least once in your lifetime. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Those who afford to travel, they must. It is the haqq of Allah Azza wa Jal upon them. It is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal upon them that they go and visit the house. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. If somebody denies Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah doesn't need him. People who abandon Hajj, people who neglect Hajj, people who don't care about Hajj, Allah is saying if somebody denies Allah. Allah did not say if somebody does not do Hajj, Allah does not need him. Allah did not say that. Although the context of the ayah suggests that this should follow. The wording should be like this. But the wording is not that. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And whoever disobeys, whoever denies Allah, whoever commits kufr, neglecting Hajj, abandoning Hajj, not caring, people, Allah Azza wa Jal gave them enough money. So what is the money for? You look at it every day and count. Look at the application, bank application every day and count and see how much money is there. The best use of money is to serve Allah Azza wa Jal. The best use of money is to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has given you money and Allah has given you health. So the first thing you do is go do Hajj. Many people, Hajj has become obligatory upon them for so long and they delay next year, next year, next year. Many women, they have lot of gold, boxes of gold, piles of gold, but no Hajj. Inshallah, after my daughter gets married, I will go for Hajj. My son is going to get married, then I will go Hajj. Hajj is not connected to your son's marriage, your daughter's marriage, or nobody's marriage. Allah Azza has given you health, you are fit enough, and you have enough money, go. This is the haqq of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq and understanding. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.